question comes, why religion? Why philosophy? The animals have not got it, and they are living comfortably and dying away, and they live their life cycle very peacefully. Why man should have religion or philosophy? I ask you, friends, why man has got science, politics, economics, why art, literature, why? Animals have not got science. Why do you have a science? Animals have no politics, no economics, and yet they survive. Why are you doing it? When that question comes up, we will have to say that man is intelligent and therefore he developed all these sciences. Human intellect asks questions. Animals don't ask questions. To the animal, the world is only its utility value. A grazing animal smells a thing, and if it is eatable, it eats, or else it leaves it and goes away. Utility value is the only value that the animal can understand. Human beings are not so. They start questioning. What is it? How is it? When is it? Where is it? How did it come? Where did it come from? 100 questions asked. Why? The animals have not got this rational intellect to ask questions. Man has this intelligence, and therefore he cannot stop from asking. When that apple fell on the nose of Newton, see, he picked it up and started wondering. Animal cannot know, there's no wondering. There is no wonder in them. If anything falls on them, they smell it, and if it is eatable, they eat, or else they just walk away. It's only utility value. Newton started looking at it and wondering. Let us suppose, dramatize it. Some of his friends came and said, "Hi, you are sleeping here outside? What is it that in your hand?" He said, "It's an apple." "Then what are you looking at it? If it is good, polish it and eat it. If it is bad, throw it away." Newton says, "I can do that, but I want to know." "What do you want to know about an apple?" "No, why it came down." Is it not, my friends? Such a question an animal will not ask. Or animal-like human beings also will not ask the question. Because to them also, majority of mankind, the world is only for his utility. If it has no use, he has no concern about it. A scientific mind, a well-developed intellect, rational intelligence wants to know it. The crowd that is around, or the friends that are around Newton, must have laughed at him. "What are you talking? Well, you want to know why it came down. It had been coming down from time immemorial. And your great-grandfather never asked the question, grandfather never asked the question, your father never asked the question. We decent people are not asking that question. Why is it that you are asking?" "Maybe you have got something wrong with you." Newton accepts, "Yes, I think something is wrong, but I want to know." Recently, his biography has come out, and it appears that 22 years he struggled before he discovered that everything is attracted towards the center of the earth, the gravitational force. In the same way, all the various branches of science developed. Inquisitiveness. A sense of wonderment. But in all of them, the scientist was fascinated by a limited area. The sun and the moon and the stars, astronomy and astrology developed. Another one is fascinated by the plant kingdom, botany started. Another one was fascinated by the living beings, the zoology developed. Others wanted to know what is in the earth, geology developed. Others wanted to know what is in the ocean, oceanology developed. Thus various sciences developed. The art of governing the world, politics developed. How to develop the wealth of the nation and how to increase it and how to distribute it with equity, economics developed. Everywhere, the human intellect wanting to know, want to investigate and understand. It is this urge in the man that developed all the various sciences. Now then, friends, when a science is thus developing, or you try to understand things intellectually, when you really go into the depths of it, all scientific researches all over the world till this day, the inquiry is, what is the cause of an effect observed? Cancer research is a painful disease and death, and we have no defense, and therefore they are doing research everywhere around the world. Whether you can afford it or not, developed nations, underdeveloped nations, developing nations, all of them are trying to do research. What is the research? Take away all the technological names. What is left over is only, we are trying to find out what is the cause for cancer. Causation hunting is the only preoccupation of the human intellect. Rational intellect investigates into things, searching for the cause of things. In the 19th century, the great killer was malaria. They did research. What do you mean, research? They tried to find out what causes malaria. And once they have discovered the malarial germs in the bloodstream and found the quinine is the antidote, today we claim that we have conquered malaria. One day cancer, we will understand the cause for the cancer. And once we know the cause and learn to destroy the cause, the effect is controlled. When the great rishis of the Vedic period found this cause-effect relationship, in Sanskrit is called karya-karana-sambandha, they found that it is universal. In the past people were using it, in the present we are using it, in the future we will be inquiring in the same cause-effect relationship. It is true of all people all over the world, in all languages. Every moment we are inquiring into the cause of things, in understanding the effect. Therefore they said, it is a universal thing, let us inquire into it. When they try to understand thus the cause of this universe, what is it that ultimate reality from which the world has emerged out, they miserably failed.